Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 28th, 2025, the last day of February. And if you see a certain Meredith DeFrancesco today, be sure to wish her a happy birthday. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, speaking with Andy O'Brien of the Maine AFL-CIO. Yesterday, he talked about how the federal job cuts, courtesy of the Trump administration, are impacting federal workers here in Maine, including some at the VA hospital at Togus. Today, he's going to weigh in on the federal budget and how that will impact working Maine families.
My name is Andy O'Brien. I'm the communications director for the Maine AFL-CIO. We are a labor federation of over 200 labor unions representing 42,000 workers in the state of Maine. So late Tuesday night, it would have been February 25th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a Republican budget resolution along party lines. It passed narrowly by two votes, 217 to 215, that starts the process to set the stage for deep cuts to health care while giving massive tax cuts to the rich. This is what we call a Hunger Games budget because it's just blatant class war against working class people and low-income people. This would decimate the Medicaid program, cutting out nearly $1 trillion from this program while slashing food assistance for millions of people through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, also known as food stamps, in order to fund a massive tax giveaway to the rich. You know, I don't think people realize how many people rely on Medicaid or MaineCare, as we call it in Maine. This goes to fund our elders in nursing homes, people with disabilities, children's health insurance, 42% of births in this country, which I just read recently. And, you know, we all know how expensive giving birth is. This is used to provide care to babies in the neonic unit. This is an incredibly critical program. In addition, these cuts put a lot of jobs at risk. These are millions of dollars that go right into our local economies. They employ people in nursing homes and hospitals and community health care clinics, food processing and distribution. And all of that will have a really deeply harmful impact on our local economies. But we shouldn't lose sight of the human face on this. We're taking food out of hungry children's mouths to give it to some of the wealthiest people in the world who have already grown obscenely rich on the backs of working class Americans. We're talking about cuts to SNAP that would lower the benefit to $5 a day per person. Try to live on $5 a day. Try to live on enough food for $5 a day. That's what they're doing so that they can give people like Elon Musk a couple $100,000 in tax cuts. It's just immoral, it's cruel, and it's disgusting. And we're working in the labor movement to defeat this attack on working class people. And we want our members of Congress to vote no and vote no on future budget votes. This is not who we are. This is ideologically driven attack on working people to benefit just the most fabulously wealthy people in the world who already have plenty of money. I would encourage anybody who cares about these issues, working class issues, kitchen table issues, and things that are going on in the state and federal government, to subscribe to Maine State Labor News. If you sign up at our website at maineaflcio.org, you can get it delivered to your mailbox every week with all the information about what's happening and what you can do about it, most importantly, because we are planning a number of actions. We circulate petitions, we contact our congresspeople, and we hold rallies as well as pickets to support workers who are struggling for fair wages and fair contracts here in Maine with their employers.
That was Andy O'Brien of the Maine AFL-CIO. MaineAFLCIO.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you on Monday.